All righty, good morning. Brock, Hunter, you ace.
Oh, Brock, you ace. Here we go. Hey, real quick, before you get into what we're doing here.
Do you know what we have going on right now?
No, I have no idea what you got going on, but I don't care. Hey, if you've seen it before and you liked it, do yourself a favor and go watch Jackass.
Oh, that's right.
You saw it last night, yeah. Dude. My cheeks, my stomach. I was dying. I laughed so hard last night, dude. It was so relieving of seeing something that funny.
Yeah.
Nowadays, too. Especially when they're taking Elmer Fudd's gun away. People are getting super soft. Hey, if you're super soft, don't go watch it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be offended. And I love every bit. Dude, I'm telling you, this movie was hilarious. It was brilliant.
It is surprising in this day and age that they are able to make another.
Some of the things, dude. The opening scene, Brock. The opening scene, you're gonna die.
Yeah, I'm excited. Don't spoil it. Don't. That's all I want to hear.
I didn't know anything about it going into it. I didn't watch any trailer. I didn't read anything about it. The only thing I knew was it was fantastic. Somebody told me it was hilarious, and I was excited.
I'm excited to see it. I feel like I'll feel like a high schooler again.
That's what it does.
Yeah.
The first time you saw it, you know, you just kind of wanted to go out. You wanted to be a part of that.
Yes.
Even though it was terrible, you know. Can it give you that feeling again?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Well, good. Awesome. Don't say anything else about it. Don't spoil it for anybody.
I won't.
Go check it out. Glad you enjoyed it, though, buddy. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call him 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it, yeah. It's a big day today, National Pizza Day, Hunter. Yeah, pizza. Pizza.
I love pizza, dude. Everybody loves pizza.
We don't need to ramble on long about this. I'm just going to say right now, if you're one of those weirdos that doesn't like pizza, I just don't. It's like.
Hey,
it's
how about this? I don't like your sardine pizza you make, whatever you made. What was that? Sardine?
First of all, it was a tortilla shell. It was more of a, I don't know. I guess it constitutes as a pizza, but it was.
A hobo would pass on that thing.
It was a tortilla shell. With sardines that have been brining in hot sauce. What else did I put on there? I think I put on some, like, cream cheese or...
Dude, what?
And it was a gut bomb. Sour cream was on there, a little extra hot sauce. Yeah.
Cream cheese and sour cream?
No, maybe not. Maybe it was just...
Two whites?
Maybe it was...
How about some mayo? Throw some mayo on there, dude. Well, that's pretty good.
You can't mix mayo and cream cheese. That's just silly. No, I can't remember all was on there, but it was very good. It was very tasty. Delicious.
Make it past 50, dude.
No, not eating stuff like that. Absolutely not. Canned fish and hot sauce. Dude, is good
a
stuff.
Ninja Turtle would be like, nah.
Pizza.
Can't have it.
I love pizza. I can eat pizza in the morning. I can eat it at night. I can eat it any time of day. It doesn't matter. It's one of the most perfect foods ever. Ever.
You know what? I'm going to say something real quick.
What?
The wife and I, like 2 months ago, we're like, you know what? Hell with it. Let's just get a cheese pizza.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
We haven't gone back.
It's
now
great.
We're just, every time we're getting half cheese. Dude, it's so good for some reason.
It's
basic, but phenomenal.
I fell in love with cheese pizza just because of Macaulay Culkin and Home Alone. Like, you know, I thought it was the coolest thing. And so that's where it all started. But you give me like a six cheese pizza, forget about it. Yeah, some red pepper flakes on top of that, a little bit of parmesan.
What's your favorite? Well, hey, let me free. What's your favorite normal pizza?
Well, it'd just be like a cheese pizza, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which all pizza technically is a cheese pizza, right? You got to have cheese on there. But if I have a topping, I'm my favorite topping pizza is Hawaiian. I love Hawaiian pizza.
Well,
yeah, so good.
Another one we've been doing a lot lately, the margarita pizza.
That's a good one, too.
Oil-based pizza. It's different, man. For some reason, it's good. It's great.
Again, there's very few things I wouldn't eat that is the conduit that is the pizza, right? Like, I guess if you count, like, the dough and the sauce and the cheese, you could put a turd on that and be like, all right, I can muscle through this. Like, it's, I mean, come
I don't
on.
Know about
it's,
a turd.
I mean, come on now. Come on now. I mean, sardines are
some
great.
Of the pizzas you're making, you could probably muscle through that.
You could get through it, man. Yeah, so not a bad day when you got pizza. What is it? When pizza's a lot like sex, even when it's bad, you're still having sex with a pizza? Is that how that saying goes? Something like that. Something like that. I don't know.
I want to look that one up again.
Right there. What's that topping on that pizza? Oh, don't eat that pizza. Lastly, so anyway, go get some pizza. Lastly, I thought this was interesting, man. England's oldest pub has gone out of business after 1,229 years.
I saw the picture the other day online, and it was like some guy sitting outside of it all, like, sad looking.
It's called the Ye Old, or it was called the Ye Old Fighting Cocks Pub.
Here's the thing. Don't get mad at the... as the people around it let that happen?
That's what I'm saying. You're telling me that we couldn't drum up some business for a pub that dates back to 793?
Just talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, how long was it? How long has it been around?
1,229 years.
Like you say, hey, dude, it's been around for 1,000 years.
Yeah,
we can't close it. So just give me another month.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out. We'll get some, get the town to muster up some money. Don't let that close.
No, it closed last week and filed for bankruptcy, blaming, quote, a sustained period of extremely challenging trading conditions during the pandemic.
Maybe they hadn't upgraded it since.
Now, that's true. It's still got like
ridiculous
horse droppings on the floor and beer winches. And like, what's going on? All right.
We needed something.
Yeah, something.
Electricity?
No. We're using candles in here. Okay. That's it. Now, here's the thing. The pub will be back to start a new streak of keeping its doors open. But does it count, though? I don't think it counts. Because
I don't know.
It closed its doors, and now they're reopening. You got to restart the counter, right?
All right. Yes. Yeah. Damn. You blew that one.
Yeah, you could have just kept her going. I just feel like...
How do you really know 1,000 years? How do you know, really?
Yeah, like what's going on?
You know...
793 is when it supposedly opened its doors.
793.
You think
same bartender too? Same 793.
You think it had one of those neon open signs flashing there in the window in 1793, or it was just some guy with a candle that would flash it in front of a pane glass window, like that was his job, just to flash the candle.
Serving the same alcohol since 793.
God, the alcohol to make you go blind, whatever they made back then. Jeez. But, yeah, I think it was kind of silly. It's like you're telling me you had to file for bankruptcy. There's something that you couldn't do to keep the oldest pub in England going.
Hey, you know what? Chuck, another one. COVID took out another 1,000-year-old business. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Well, good luck. I don't know. And you got to keep it the name. Ye Old Fighting Cocks Pub. Like, come on now.
I know. It's a fantastic
name. Fantastic name for a pub. I want to get drunk at that pub. Anyway, all right, so what do we got? We got pizza, and Ye Old Fighting Cocks Pub closed after 1,229 years. That is your Morning Dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.